Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Olson from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Luxembourg, Wisconsin. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 44. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' And the scribes said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, 'How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself in the Holy Spirit declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I put your enemies under your feet." David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?' And the great throng heard him gladly. And in his teaching he said, 'Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces, and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feast, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation.' And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, 'Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on.' O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In our meditation this morning, we are going to focus on the last verses of our reading from Mark 12, verses 41 to 44 present to us the story often referred to as the widow's mite. Many people are familiar with the details of this story. We see Jesus watching people in the temple. He sees very wealthy people come into the temple and give their offerings. They give large sums of money, but Jesus is not impressed with them. The poor widow comes, on the other hand, and gives a very small offering, and Jesus holds her up as an example. Why? Because the wealthy could easily afford to give the amounts that they were giving. It was no sacrifice for them to do so. The widow, on the other hand, we are told, put in everything she had to live on. This account is often preached as an example of percentage giving, as an example for people to give more money to the church. I don't suppose that's wrong, for sure. The truth is that most people probably could give more to the church, and probably should. I also think that approach is why sometimes, when people hear this text, they tune out, because they think they know what is coming. When I was a kid, and would hear this passage of Scripture read, I always got caught up on those last words of the account, where Jesus said, "She, out of her poverty, has put in everything that she had, all she had to live on." I used to hear those words and wonder, how could she do that? I wondered, what would she do? She had given everything she had to live on. How could she do that? How would she pay the bills? How would she eat? I didn't know the answers to those questions when I was a kid, but I do now. The answer is that she trusted that God would provide for her. You see, this widow is ultimately an incredible example of faith. She had faith that God would provide for her each and every day. I look back to when I was a kid, and realized that the reason I had such concerns about that widow was because I don't always trust that God will provide me with what I need from day to day. How often do you and I look to the future and express doubts about whether God will provide for us each and every day? Isn't that what ultimately causes a lack of generosity on our part? We aren't always as confident about the future as that widow. During this Lenten season, we are reminded of the one who truly did give all that he had on our behalf. We are told that Jesus was rich, but yet became poor for our sake. He gave even his life on the cross that he might pay for all of the times when we have not been so generous as that widow or demonstrated the faith that she had. His resurrection from the dead gives us the assurance of eternal riches. It is those promises that we have in Christ that move us to be generous. We can be confident that he who gave his life for us will certainly also give us all that we need in this world and take care of us from day to day. Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, cleanse us by the power of your redeeming blood, that in purity and peace we may worship and adore your holy name. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.